课堂听 class.com。
灾害灾难篇。
News item 1. Air France officials say they are investigating what caused a passenger plane to crash at Toronto Airport. The plane, carrying 309 passengers and crew members, was landing in stormy weather on Tuesday when it crashed and burned. All of the passengers and crew members survived the crash.Airport officials said about 20 people had minor injuries. Investigators will recover flight recorders from the Air France passenger plane on Wednesday. The recorders could provide details of what happened. News item 2. Hurricane Ivan has brushed the western tip of Cuba and is churning towards Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The storm damaged houses in Cuba's Pinar del Rio province, where hundreds of thousands had evacuated, and sent 5-meter waves over the southern coast of the Isle of Youth, southwest of the main island. Meanwhile, residents of the Yucatan Peninsula are boarding up windows and evacuating low-lying areas.U.S. weather officials say the storm could hit the southern states of Alabama, Mississippi, or Louisiana later in the week, and is not expected to weaken beforehand. Ivan continues to log winds of up to 260 kilometers per hour. The storm left at least 68 people dead as it pummeled Jamaica, Grenada, and the Cayman Islands.News item 3. A Boeing 727 aircraft with 51 passengers and 10 crew on board has crashed into a mountain just outside the Colombian capital, Bogota. Police and rescue officials said everyone was killed when the plane exploded, scattering wreckage over a wide area. The crash happened shortly after takeoff, when the plane was unable to gain enough height to clear the mountains. The aircraft belonged toEcuador Airlines, but it had been chartered by Air France for the route from Bogota to the Ecuadorian capital, Quito. News item 4. At least 32 people were killed and 26 injured.When an overcrowded passenger train derailed between Nairobi and Mombasa early yesterday, the Kenyan Committee for the Prevention of Catastrophes said a French woman was among the dead, according to Kenyan Health Minister Jackson Kawail. The KPC said at least 13 French nationals were wounded. Kawail said some 645 passengers were aboard the train.Which was reported to have an official capacity of only 300 passengers. News item 5. The United Nations World Food Program says North Korea faces a serious food crisis. The head of the UN agency,James Morris, said an increasing number of people in North Korea are searching for nuts and leaves to eat. A drop in international aid, a lack of local food, and high food prices in private markets has worsened the situation. The World Food Program is urging aid providers and other countries to increase aid for North Korea. Millions of people have died from starvation there since the 1990s. News item 6. The heaviest snowfall in South Africa in more than 30 years is reported to have caused the deaths of at least 17 people. Almost 50 others are missing in the Drakensberg Mountains and are believed to be taking shelter in huts or caves. Air Force helicopters have rescued about 50 people from the mountains, but thousands are still stranded. Thick snow has also blocked the mountain passes in the Kingdom of Lesotho, cutting off many villages. News item 7. Rescue workers in France say an effort to retrieve 8 Swiss explorers trapped in a flooded cave will resume on Saturday, after being delayed by high water levels. The rescue team says it is using pumps to lower the water level in the cave. Divers found the explorers on Friday on a ledge more than 75 meters from the entrance to the cavern. Officials describe them as well but tired. More than 150 French and Swiss rescuers had worked since late Wednesday to find the missing tourists who had disappeared after a flash rainstorm caused water to rise in the cave where they were exploring near the town of Goubois. The 8 have been identified as 7 students and their guide, all from a school near Zurich. News item 8. 11 bodies were found, and at least 100 people were still missing yesterday, one day after a ferry sank in a tropical storm in southern Bangladesh. The ferry capsized on Saturday morning near Lakshmipur, 175 kilometers from Dhaka. About 100 passengers swam ashore immediately after the vessel sank. State radio reported that the ferry was overcrowded and running at speed in a heavy current. News item 9. At least 15 people were killed and 50 injured when a series of powerful earthquakes rocked the Shiraz region of southern Iran yesterday. The official IRNA news agency reported, the quakes struck a vast mountainous region between the city of Shiraz, capital of Fars province, and the town of Kazirun, some 140 kilometers to the west. The tremors measured 6.8 and 5.9 degrees on the Richter scale. News item 10. In the Philippines, a ferry carrying at least 400 people has sunk after an apparent collision with a cargo ship. There was no immediate report of casualties. The accident occurred at about 11:30 a.m. local time at the mouth of Manila Bay, shortly after the ferry left the Manila port. A Philippines Coast Guard spokesman said the ferry had been hit by a 12,000-ton Singapore-registered cargo vessel. Further details were not immediately available. News item 11. A bus carrying about 90 people, has plunged into a reservoir in southern Africa. It was carrying members of South Africa's biggest trade union, the Congress of South African Trade Unions. They were on the way to a May Day rally. The accident happened outside the town of Bethlehem in Free State Province. The details are still sketchy, but police say the coach appeared to go off the road onto a dirt track and then crash into a reservoir behind the dam. Emergency services at the scene say they have recovered 5 bodies and around 10 have been taken to the hospital. But with the bus still underwater, a rescue operation is now underway in the hope that people trapped on board are still alive. News item 12. A court in New York has released recordings made when terrorists destroyed the World Trade Center building 4 years ago. The recordings include tragic stories of the September 11, 2001 attacks. Hijackers crashed 2 passenger planes into the 2 buildings. Family members say hearing the voices of the victims helps them to understand the situation at the time. Radio communications from the New York Fire Department are included, along with recordings by police, medical crews, and others. News item 13. A Russian Navy officer says rescuers are hours away from reaching 7 Russian sailors trapped in a small submarine on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. There had been concern about the air supply, but Rear Admiral Vladimir Pipiliev says there is enough air on the submarine to last into Sunday. American and British undersea rescue vehicles are on ships trying to reach the submarine. It is trapped near the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia's Far East. The submarine is stuck almost 200 meters below the surface. News item 14. Chinese officials say a powerful ocean storm in the southeastern central coast area has forced more than 1 million people to leave their homes. At least one person was killed. State media say the storm reached land Saturday just north of the city of Wenzhou in Zhejiang province. The storm's winds reached more than 140 kilometers an hour. The storm forced officials in the city of Shanghai to close the country's busiest port. Air traffic in the area has been grounded. The typhoon is expected to weaken as it moves northwest over land. But weather experts warned heavy rain and flooding, land and rock slides. These are also possible. News item 15. Police in London have warned people to remain cautious following the bomb attacks during Thursday morning's rush hour on the city's transport system. The attacks are believed to have killed at least 50 people and injured around 700 more. The first attack came just before 9 in the morning on a train close to the main station in the city's financial district. Minutes later, the worst incident occurred. A bomb exploded in a deep underground line, killing more than 20 people. A third bomb on another underground train tore a hole through a tunnel wall, throwing broken pieces onto a nearby track and involving a further 2 trains. The fourth explosion raised the roof off a bus. The attacks were timed to cause maximum disruption during the morning rush hour. And with the underground network still shut down, the city's workers are faced with a long walk home.